Ask Randy Dicute, Senior Vice President for Farmers National Company, about land prices. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
When we turned the calendar into 2022, prior to the Ukrainian war breaking out, we had good commodity prices. Interest rates maybe were going to inch up and look like good farm income despite the input costs going up. So land prices took another jump first part of the year over what they had moved up higher in 2021.
Now, all of that said, the American Farmland Trust says in this country we're losing about 2,000 acres of farmland every day to development. And now to solar panels. More and more farmers turning their crop and livestock production farms into solar farms. Farmland Trust President John Viotti told a webinar he's not against putting solar panels on farms, but he says,
let's be smart about it.
Either figuring a way to still produce crops and livestock amongst the solar panels, or
there are opportunities to put solar on marginal land, put solar on brownfields.
But right now,
unfortunately, losing a lot of really good farmland under solar panels.
Indiana farmer and ag consultant Kip Tom told a seminar,
it really bothers me when I see a solar farm going up and I know the need across the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific for that food that will no longer be produced on that farm anymore from those quality soils.
So kind of a mixed message. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.